And welcome to another episode of Outspoken with Eden Halves, where there are no holes barred. Quick disclaimer, there is going to be possible foul language. I mean, it's me. There is going to be, isn't there? So if you're boring, you don't like swearing, then fuck off. You've been warned. You can find this podcast every Friday at 7pm on Apple Podcasts, Spotify and YouTube. Today's pod is sponsored by AG1 by Athletic Greens. So if you want to keep this show free, show your support, then please do go and check them out. So today's pod is what I am calling an Agony Aunt Ep. And I feel like it's going to be really good for me and you, whether you're listening, whether you're driving, whether you're in bed, whether you're watching me. Sorry if you're watching me, I'm absolutely awful today, but fuck it, because it's me and you today, nobody else, no more distractions, and we're going to be talking through your dilemmas, answering your questions, and just having a nice chill time together, because I think that's true. You know, all these podcasts have been a bit crazy, a bit erratic, you know, a bit last minute, and I just want to have time to be able to sit down and talk with you guys nicely, with an aeroplane in the background as well. That's the problem of doing things from home, but we're in my dressing room. And my dressing room, I absolutely love my dressing room. I don't know about you guys, but I spend 50% of my life in here, I think. I do my makeup, my skincare, my downtime, and I'm just obsessed with it. What is your favourite room in your house? No, this isn't my favourite room. My favourite room is definitely the bedroom. Get your mind out the gutter. I love sleep. That's it. But I popped up a little questions box on Instagram, and there was so many of you, and it breaks my heart that I can't do every single one, but there were so many of you that wanted your dilemmas solved. So that is what I am here to do, my darling. So let's get into it. I'm going to keep all your names anonymous because some of these are quite, I don't know, not invasive, but they're quite private, and I don't know, I don't think, I wouldn't want my name read out. I just want the answer, you know? And it's also, I'm so blessed to be in the position that I'm in because when I was younger, I'm so sorry about the aeroplane, but it's me, guys. Do you know what I mean? I don't do things 100% professionally. If I was younger, I would have loved to have someone to have looked up to answer the things that are a bit taboo, a bit cringy to speak about. I don't find it cringy. I don't give a fuck. I'll speak about anything anyway. You guys know me. I don't care. But I know that some of you are a little bit less confident in those subjects. That's absolutely fine, and that is what I'm here for, to be able to help you guys, to uplift you guys, and to influence you to be more confident and proud of yourself and be able to take life in your stride. So without further ado, let's get into it. Okay, so the first thing we have is advice on saying no. I'm such a people pleaser. Babe, you could not be speaking to someone who is more like you. I have struggled, especially since starting social media and getting money. Money goes so fast, and I am such a people pleaser that I want to pay. When I have money, I want to pay for everything and everyone, you know? And the thing that you realise as you get a bit older and a bit more mature and you have your financial struggles or any kind of struggle is who's there for you? You know, we spend all our lives pleasing people and saying yes to everything, even if you don't want to do it. When the tables turned, who's there for you? And that doesn't mean that you should stop doing it, but it means that don't put yourself, if you're enjoying what you're doing, happy, fine, comfortable, stable, do it. If you're putting yourself at risk or putting yourself in a situation where your mental health's not feeling great doing this, fuck it off, babe. You don't need to be doing it. And saying no is absolutely fine. And me and my family have really learnt that going forwards because we're such yes people. Especially me and my sisters, we say yes to everything, even if we don't want to do it. And I've definitely learned that in this job as well. When you're invited to everything, babe, when I started fucking TikTok, I went to the opening of an envelope. I got invited to my first premiere. I went to every bar opening, every cinema, every premiere, every fuck anything. I was there. And I thought that was the thing to do. And it is, to an extent, networking. It's really good to keep your face out there. But if your face is everywhere, you get boring. Okay, so don't get boring. And don't be afraid to say no. There is nothing wrong with saying no. I actually felt it when I first got Chai. I got so absorbed. Because I've had dogs in my family and everything, but my dad and my parents have always helped with the doggies. But having my own dog, I did so much research. And I was like, I'm going to do this right. I'm going to say no when people want to stroke my puppy. And still now, I will.
Someone is at the front door.
Right, let me tell you the story behind that. That's my mum's front doorbell, and it gives me comfort. Right, so I haven't changed my Alexa around from when I moved from mum's to mine. And it gives me comfort that mum has people coming to see her. You know, I think we always know with the timings as well. What's the time? The time right now is 5:10. So she's finished her teaching. She's going to relax. She might be ordered a bottle of gin up the hill from the co-op. But I hear that go off in the day and I'm like, oh, mum and dad have got visitors, or, oh, my Amazon's arrived at their house. Yeah, anyway, when I got Chai, I was so like, no one's stroking. It's okay to say no. But the first time I had to say no, it's so embarrassing because people come up and they're like, she hadn't had her second jab, so we were taking her out socialising her. And people come up and they stroke and you're like, oh, no, 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 no. And then people look at you like a piece of shit. And they're like, what do you mean no? Like, in this society, it's so normalised to let people do whatever they want, to be polite. That's a very British thing. It's very British. Because when you go abroad to other countries, or my mum is an English teacher to foreign students that come stay at my house since I was like 4 years old. And as they come into our home, we're so polite about everything. And we've had people from Russia, Japan, France, Spain, everywhere. The one thing they say is, you're so polite in England. Like, especially, we had a Russian boy years ago, and he was very straight. What's he want? Like, if you're at the dinner table, you're like, oh, would you like to do this today? No. He was fucking smashing it at saying no. So we need to take advice from him. But us, we took it rudely. We were like, oh my God, he's so rude. But no, he's just saying no. No, thank you. But yeah, saying no is not a bad thing. And we need to break that stigma. You need to care about yourself and your well-being. So next time you're in a situation you don't want to be in, fucking say no, because it's absolutely fine, right? I'm in a situation that I absolutely don't want to be in, and I'm going to say no. See you later. Bye, everyone. That's the end of the pod. I'm joking. I'm actually really relaxed and enjoying doing it just together. But yeah, it's not a bad thing. And people pleasing isn't necessarily a bad thing either. It's just who you are. And it's take it as a compliment to yourself that you're such a good person, you want to make everyone else feel happy. Okay, I completely understand though, but don't exhaust yourself. Next question is 7-year relationship, no sex. I completely understand this. I was in a 4-year relationship and the sex disappeared and the relationship wasn't worth it either, so I was out of there. But maturing, you learn, because in movies, I don't know if you guys agree, but in movies it's constantly like drilled into girls' heads. Like, the movie plot is like, the guy leans over at bedtime to give her a kiss and try it on. She's too tired, so then he goes and cheats. Like, that's how our mind is drilled to work, by looking at things. So we're like, oh, if he doesn't want to have sex with me, then he must be cheating. And it's such a fucked up way to think, isn't it? Because of course not. You know, we're human beings with human libidos. Not all of us have the same libido as Leonardo DiCaprio. And that's fine. But women I've come across, not the right choice of wording in this scenario, but most women I've met have a higher sex drive than their partner. And in society, again, that's kind of not the norm. That's not what we're used to. It's normally the man wants to fuck all the time, all of this. But personally, I have a higher libido than Lloyd. And coming into the relationship, I hadn't had sex for years. So I was like, sex all the time. Obviously, in the beginning of a relationship, you have it all the time. Don't know why I'm clapping my hands like that. I'm so sorry if you're listening and not watching, but my hands were together. It wasn't a reenactment. But yeah, in the beginning of a relationship, you're having it all the time. And us women, when it kind of like gets few and far between, you're like, oh my God, what am I doing wrong? Am I not sexy? Have I gained weight? Oh my God, I need to go on a diet. And he says, no. Strip back every single thing in the relationship you're currently in. 7-year relationship, okay? In 7 years, take away all the memories, all the laughter, all the positive times, all the movies you've watched together, all the dinners you've eaten together, and just have sex. You just have the sex part. Would you want it? No. You want all that flourish. You want the nourishment you've put into your relationship. That is what is making it a relationship. The fact that you guys are laughing together, you're choosing each other every time, it is so special. And I know how frustrating it can be to you when you're like, oh, why won't they just touch me? Why won't they do this? I've been you, and it's completely normal, but it is okay to be frustrated in it, and it's okay to have that conversation. A lot of women are afraid to have the conversation because it deems them as desperate. It's not. You have a need. again, in society, men have needs. Women have fucking needs. You know, it's not all about, oh, do I look okay for you? Do you look okay for me? Do you know what I mean? Like, maybe I don't want it. I don't even know what tangent I'm going off right now, but I'm fucking fired up. Yeah, I'm sweating. Don't feel shame that you have a higher libido than your partner. And if you want sex to be a thing that's important in your relationship, then you need to set apart time for that kind of intimacy. And intimacy doesn't, I always say this, intimacy doesn't always start in the bedroom. Intimacy starts outside the bedroom, on dates, in the car, holding hands, a little touch of the neck, making them their favourite dinner, just doing something that they'd like. So the other day, right, I put on two washes and tidied up the bedroom. I got laid that night. I was like, what in the 1960s is going on here? But the thing is, Lloyd's love language is acts of service. That's what he wants to receive, so that's what he projects. Mine is physical touch and intimacy, so that's what I give, because that's what I want to receive. But we've learned that about each other now. You just have to learn each other's love language. And do a test online, you'll see each other's love language, and it'll make so much sense to you what your partner's is, because you'll probably find your partner's is acts of service. So make him a cup of tea, babe. You might get the old finger. But if I was to say, if you really want sex to start being a thing, I would say book some time away if you can and just go and do something together. Me and Lloyd did an escape room today and we thought that is such a lovely way to spend our time. It was so wonderful and such a lovely date night. And then we came home, we cleaned the garden together, and I'll get laid tonight. I know I will. And I'll put in the comments when this comes out if I did, because we've got that bond today. There's times in a relationship where you're in love. Those times are where you're both looking your best, feeling sexy, out together, you know. And then there's times in a relationship where you choose to love, where things are rough, where you're maybe arguing, where you're pissed off at each other and you don't particularly like them. That's when you choose to love them. And the more you pick and choose them and don't rip them apart and hear them, that's when you guys will come together and things will work out. But have the conversation and don't be afraid to. It is completely normal. Moving on from the women having a higher libido, someone has asked about females watching porn and masturbation. My favourite subject. Let me get comfortable. So, I have lots of views on porn. I do watch it. I've watched it a lot, but I watch it from a, I only watch lesbian. I don't really care for the whole like men and women thing. What's that about? I only watch lesbian. But if I ever have watched a porn video with a man and a woman in it, it's very misogynistic in the sense of men will watch that and think that's what a woman's needs are. It's not. And men, if you're watching, guys, if you're watching with your partner, penis and pussy, that, we're making sounds for you, hun. You know, most of us, I'd say about 80% of us, that's doing nothing for us. Okay? It's all in the clit. You're welcome, ladies. This boyfriend sat at home now, right? What the fuck? What are you talking about? She moans for me every night. Yeah. You could do that and we could stay silent. Literally. We could stay completely silent. But I do like porn. I like to explore myself. I like to explore what I like. And I've learned that with porn, I like watching lesbians just because they know what they're doing. You see, and you're like, yes, queen. Yes, carry on. Slow it down. There you go. She's doing it. None of this like vibrating really quick, painful thing. It's all very like snoggy and slow. And that with the clit, it doesn't always have to be rub, 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 you know, I can orgasm from a very, very slow. Is it getting hot in here? But yeah, porn is not always a bad thing, but be careful that you're not polluting your mind with it. Feel free to explore and watch whatever, but don't take away from that. Don't then go into your real life after watching that porn video thinking, okay, this is what sex is like, especially if you're a virgin and you are like I was. I was a virgin and I watched porn before I had sex. And I was like, oh, is this what it's going to be like, you know? It's not. It's what you make it, but don't set your expectations. Men as well, I know you're still watching with your partner or listening, don't set the expectations from porn, because Billie Eilish has that song, doesn't she, Male Fantasy. Listen to it, and she talks about how none of that's real. It's a male fantasy. That is what porn is. It's fantasies. You know, it's things that in your mind you dream of or think of and it seems quite wrong. Type into Pornhub, you'll see a video and you'll be like, stunning. But yeah, don't come away from it into your real life thinking that is what, firstly, men think of you and how men are going to treat you in the bedroom. And secondly, that that is how you should be acting, because you shouldn't. I mean, we all have our times, you know, when we're feeling ourselves and then it finishes and you're like, what the fuck was I doing? Don't look me in the eye. You know, but yeah, it's not a bad thing. And masturbation is so important, not just for pleasure, not just to get that orgasm, for manifestation, for your overall female health. It is such a liberating thing. And I fucking masturbate so much. Even in a healthy marriage that I'm in now, masturbation is so key. When Lloyd goes to Waitrose, I'm like, oh my God, get me my Lello egg. You know, and then that night we could be having sex. It's all like, it's so important to understand what you like, because also what you enjoy is gonna change over time. You know, sometimes you might be into one thing and then you might be into another, but without self-exploration, that is sounded so professional, didn't it? Did that sound right? Did that sound like a word? Is that a word? Self-exploration. Without that, you're not gonna know what you like. So vice versa. A good question that people ask me often is, do you get annoyed at your partner watching porn? And it depends what mood I'm in, to be honest. Sometimes if I'm in that mood where, like, we're in a really good place, I'm like, oh, honey, you do whatever you want. I love you. Honestly, watch it. Oh my God, stunning. And then sometimes I'm like, why the fuck do you need to do that? But that would be such, like, when I think back on it, I'm like, that is so hypocritical, because, like, I like watching it. Do you know what I mean? We're just filthy animals, all of us. That's what my granddad always used to say. Everyone's an animal. Don't judge. But yeah, masturbation is so key for everybody, because self-love. Self-live love. It is so important. This part of the episode is sponsored by AG1 by Athletic Greens. Now, you guys know I've spoken about AG1 in 400 of my podcasts. How many are there? And I absolutely fucking love it. I struggle with bloating, so that is why I take AG1. And also I take it if I've had a really, really bad, not bad meal, you shouldn't ever use the word bad, but I mean, like, if I've had a fat Indian, you know, and you're just feeling sluggish when you wake up, I have one of them because it has every kind of vitamin you're really going to need. And it's the quickest thing, healthiest thing you can do in under a minute. Get your mind out the gutter. I always take my AG1 in the morning. I get one of the travel sachets. And I pop it into a bottle of water and I just give it a little shake, freezing cold water, sometimes with ice as well. It's really nice. And it tastes like really, really sweet. So nice. And I just absolutely down that. And it just leaves me with a flat tummy. I find my tummy's a lot flatter. I can even eat like bread and everything. And my tummy's not so bloated. I get such a bloat. So AG1 absolutely saves me. It is such a wonderful nutritional drink. And as you know, I have ADHD, so if you're trying to tell me that I have to take all these supplements and vitamins in the day, in the morning, I'm gonna fucking forget. So give me one scoop, shove it in, I'm sorted. If you guys are looking for an easier way to take your supplements, I highly suggest you do. AG1 by Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. So you have to head to, I feel like I'm on the X Factor, you know, when they're all like voting for people. So if you just go to athleticgreens.com/outspoken, that is athleticgreens.com/outspoken. Go grab yours now, guys. BV and thrush. My favourite things to talk about. Someone's message saying that they're very embarrassed about it. Why? It's normal things that happen to a vagina, guys. And we need to stop being embarrassed by the word vagina, pussy, clit. Look, why are you going red? You shouldn't. It's such a normal thing. BV and thrush. So BV basically is bacterial vaginosis. It doesn't happen if you... There's a rumour that it happens if you sleep with loads of people. I do agree that it can happen, because it has happened to me when you... Lloyd, stop listening. When you sleep with, like... all my exes, stop listening. When you sleep... when there's a blurred line, okay? You sleep with one person and another one on the next day, that will put your pH balance off sometimes, and then you'll get BV and you have to go and get some metronidazole. Is it called that? Metronidazole? Metronidazole? I don't know. And then I got these little squirty canister. You put them right up and you have to lie on your back. And it goes. It goes in like 2 days. But it's not always because of sex. That's what I'm trying to say. What it can be because of is using soap on your pussy. Never put perfume on the pussy. That is my motto in life. Okay, that is what I live by. The way, and someone's asked how to wash your pussy. Me being alone with a microphone and a camera is the most dangerous thing ever, and I love it. So, the routine that I have that works for me is I use a simple bar of soap. It smells of fish, but it actually smells of nothing, if that makes sense. It's no perfume, so it smells of nothing. So I wash with that and water. Some people are like, just wash with water. If that works for you, that works for you. If I wash my pussy with just water, it wouldn't even touch the sides. I don't know about you guys. But yeah, I wash it with that, and then I will dry it down with a towel, and then I will use the Femfresh spray and the Femfresh powder up my ass and all over my pussy, and it's fresh for hours until I go for a wee. Some people don't get along with Femfresh because it throws their pH balance off. Vaginas are so, you have to be so careful with them. They're like little babies that you just have to like really take care of and really get to learn yours. Just because that makes someone's pussy smell great doesn't mean it's going to make yours. So find what works for you. The only thing I would suggest is definitely using a perfume-free soap. That is your starting point, and that is what you need to do. With BV, I went to Boots Online Doctor. You can go to your local GP, but sometimes people get embarrassed. You don't need to be embarrassed though, but I completely understand why you would be. I used Boots Online Doctor, and then I just put in all my symptoms. The most embarrassing thing happened. I spoke about this in the summer episode. I went to pick it up, and rather than playing it cool and the man being like waiting for me to come and say my address, he's like, Eden, here you go, in a queue. I was like, how the fuck do you know who I am? How the fuck do you know who I am? How the fuck do you know who I am? Do you know what the fuck's in there? Do you know my pussy sings? And he did. And then he messaged me after saying, I hope you get better. So, I'm done. What's the most embarrassing thing that's happened to you? Oh, what now?
Someone is at the front door.
Oh, I think she's having a takeaway now. What do you reckon? Thrush, I get thrush. So, actually, touch wood and praise God I haven't had thrush for a while. Thrush can be from anything. Your jeans being too tight, you're wearing the wrong kind of material pants. It's so nice to itch though, isn't it, guys? I know we shouldn't. And you should cover your pussy in natural yogurt. Frey used to get it all the time. Put natural yogurt all over your pussy. I can't stop saying pussy. Is that bad? I'm so sorry if you're so uncomfortable, but I just can't stop saying it, and I won't. Pussy. There's so many things you can do for thrush, so don't even worry about that. That's just a yeast infection that you can get from anything, nothing to be embarrassed about at all. It's not an STD, it's not contagious. Is it contagious? Might be. I don't know, but it's stunning to itch, so don't even care if you get it, just go and get some medicine. Okay, we're getting away from pussies and we're going on to how can I help my boyfriend clean? Now, I loved this question because I am the boyfriend that doesn't clean, and they're basically saying, how can I ask him kindly to help more around the house? As you know, I have ADHD, so this is going to sound really crazy, but praise motivates us. So if we're doing something and we're not getting dopamine or any kind of like praise out of it, we're not going to do it because it's not giving us what we're in desperate crave for constantly, which is dopamine. If we're doing a job or a task and we're getting praise from someone, we'll thrive off of that and we'll absolutely love it and we'll do more. So what my advice would be to you and what works with me and Lloyd is, for example, I said to you earlier, didn't I, that we were tidying up the garden. When tidying the garden, I got the broom out and Lloyd came up to me, goes, babe, never in our 2 years of being together have you picked up a broom by choice. And he gave me a massive cuddle and he was like, thank you so much, that means so much to me. And since that, then I wanted to tidy up the kitchen, then I wanted to put clothes away. So praise goes a long way, and I know that it sounds crazy, like, oh, we live together, like, he should just clean up without praise, but it's a big thing, and some people need that. Another thing for me is just ask, because some of us can live in mess, and some of us can't. I watched this thing the other day where this man was living with Matt Damon, who also has ADHD, and he said, I left the mess there for 2 weeks. And I went away, I was away on a trip or something, and I came back because I wanted to see if Matt had tidied anything up. Matt hadn't touched anything. Matt fucking Damon, A-list actor, also struggles with tidying and cleaning. And you know that Will Smith has ADHD? And we don't have that kind of consequential part in our brain. So I think that's why he hit Chris Rock at the awards, because he didn't think of the consequences. Anyway, going back. What am I talking about? Wait for this. Sorry, guys. My brain has just become an absolute fart. Cleaning, consequences, Matt Damon. Yeah. We don't see mess as you see mess. Sometimes we'll see it. And I'm not saying your partner has ADHD, but he may have traits of neurodivergence that he needs a little bit of a kick with. And that's normal. That's absolutely fine. Sometimes I will see my bedroom in an absolute state, but I know where everything is. And when the cleaner comes and cleans, then I come home and my mind goes crazy. I'm like, where the fuck is everything? And Lloyd's like, isn't this lovely? I'm like, where's this? Texting my cleaner, like, where have you put this? Because even though it looks messy to you, we know where every single thing is. So all you need to do is ask and just be like, please, can you tidy up this? Please, can you help me tidy up this quickly? Just add in little words that make it sound like it's not such a mundane task. And I promise you, oh, the sun's coming out. That's so pretty. Body confidence. Someone has said, you're so confident. How do I be more confident in my body? I remember at all times I joined TikTok after being an amateur dramatic actress. I love acting. So I'm very, very good at pretending to be fine. That is my forte. You would never know unless I tell you and I put a crying video online. Which someone actually put a video out the other day. They're like, I'm sick of content creators crying online. I'm sorry that my coping mechanism isn't yours, you stupid little cunt. Anyway, body confidence. I'm very good at lying. And if I was really, really honest with you guys, and sometimes I find comfort, especially in Molly May speaks very openly about how she's feeling in her body. And it, at times it can be triggering to some, I understand. But at the same time, it's really comforting to hear that other people feel like this as well. Leading up to my wedding, I've never hated my body so much. In my wedding dress, I hated my body so much that I got out of it. My bloat, my stomach, my legs, just everything. I just fucking hated about myself. And I didn't let it onto anyone. I was sat with my family like, oh, I'm in really good shape at the moment. When I looked in the mirror, I hated what I saw. I absolutely hated what I saw. And sometimes I still have these, I have days like that all the time. So don't think you're alone in that. But what I do think when I'm having these times is, firstly, it really helps when you have someone that loves you for everything you are, but more importantly is self-love. And you have to remember that your body right now, and as you're listening to this or watching this, your body is breathing. It is seeing, if you're lucky. It is hearing, if you're lucky enough to have all these senses working. It is smelling. It is tasting. Blood is going around your body from your heart. Your food is digesting. Everything is happening because your body is a temple and your body fucking loves you. So what you need to do is try and love it back. Talk to yourself as if you'd speak to a friend. So when you're thinking these thoughts like, God, I look fat. If your friend said that, you'd be like, what the fuck? You're stunning. You're absolutely stunning. Wouldn't you? Well, some of you, I don't know. That's what I'd do to my friend. If my friend came to me and said, oh, feeling really shit about myself. Soph does it all the time. She's like, oh, I look so ugly with no makeup. And me and Freya straight away are like, you are stunning. Like, Sophia is so beautiful and she's always putting herself down. I'm like, you have the dream side profile. You're stunning. Like, and that's what you need to do to yourself, because you are the only person that spends 24/7. You're the only person that's been with you since you came out your mum's pussy. There's that word again. Or your mum's stomach. Wherever the fuck you came out, I don't give a fuck. You're the only person that's been with you since then. Constantly. Isn't that a terrifying thought? But it's a fact. And it's absolutely terrifying, actually. I'm thinking about that. I can't ever get away from myself. Everyone else can, you know, and I'm just stuck here. But no, I fucking love myself and I rate myself. I think I'm really funny. I think I'm really honest. I think I'm very generous. I'm a very, 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 very good person. And I hold myself very highly. And I'm very grateful for who I am. But I'd be lying if I said there wasn't times where I am very, very self-conscious. I have thoughts where I feel like I'm not good enough for Lloyd. I have thoughts where, oh, I just wish I was a stunning blonde with massive tits. And everyone wishes they were something they aren't, you know? God knows if there's someone out there that wish they look like me. Fuck me. God, you must be ghastly. Joke. But it's very common. And everyone has feelings like that. And you are beautiful and your body is your temple, no matter what it looks like, you know. And Anna Paul once said, sunsets are stunning. So are flowers. But they're different kinds of stunning. Just because that's stunning doesn't take away the beauty from that, you know. So also with taking pictures, you know, when you see a gorgeous, gorgeous moon at night and you go to get your iPhone out, take a picture, and it just won't capture that beauty. It doesn't take away from the beauty that you can see just because you can't capture on a phone. So when you take a picture of yourself, you're like, oh my God, I fucking hate myself. You're still beautiful. What you see in the mirror is what you are. Okay. Not what the fucking camera shows you. Is being lazy okay? Again, speaking to the Queen, let me get comfortable. You call it lazy. I call it recharging. You don't realise how much strife you put your body through, how many things you put your body through, and your body needs time to relax. As I was saying just a minute ago, your body is your temple and you need to have and take that time to recharge. So it's not laziness. You are giving yourself well-deserved rest and you fucking deserve it, babe. So never, ever, ever put yourself down and think you're being lazy. You're not. Just because you go online and people are fucking being productive, are they? Do you know what I mean? Are they doing that right now? Or was that one video they posted? You never know what's going on in someone's life. And that's why when I get all this shit online and people making up stuff and lying about me, I'm like, you literally have no idea what my life is like. And you can't assume that everyone else around you is productive because they're not. They're probably lazy too, but it's not lazy. It's just recharging. Lie in bed all you want, watch all the movies. And when your body feels like it wants to get up, ignore everyone else that's like, get up, do this, motivate yourself, get out of bed. No, you do what you want to do. Completely relax and completely chill. Some said to speak on your first heartbreak. I'm not going to name the person. I'm not going to name the situation, but I'm going to talk about the pain of heartbreak right after this. Fancy a free case of wine? Of course you do. My mum always says a glass of wine and a book go hand in hand. And our friends at Wine 52 are what? And our friends at Wine 52 are offering you a beautiful case of three wines from all over the world. All you need to do is go to www.wine52.com/Eden and pay the postage cost of £9.95. And you will get three bottles delivered to your door. Lloyd and mum have been members of Wine 52 for a year now? Is it a year? Lloyd actually wanted to do a course to become a sommelier. Is that what it's called? A wine expert since receiving all of these wines from all different countries from all over the world. Your welcome case, bear with me trying to pronounce this, will include Lucasia by Agresti Vini. A light and crisp white wine with hints of gooseberry, honeysuckle and jasmine. You have a choice of mixed red, mixed red and white only. It also includes Glug magazine, which delves into every region's wine culture, and you get two snacks as well. After your first free case, you will join the monthly wine club. And who doesn't want to be part of a monthly wine club? There is no minimum commitment. If you think, fuck this, not for me, cancel it. So remember, that is www.wine52.com/Eden. To claim your free case of wine today. Okay, we were discussing heartbreak. Now, the pain of heartbreak is very similar to grief, but the difficult thing is they're still alive, hopefully. The difficult thing is they're actually still living. With grief, it's so painful and it's such a journey, but you can't go and see them. You can't see what they're doing online. You know, you just have to feel that pain and you get through it. There's waves where it's awful, but it gets easier, but you keep the memories with you and you can remember just all the good. Whereas with heartbreak, you're seeing them with other girls. You think, what the fuck are you doing still alive? Not with me. You know? What's going on there? A little Snapchat story. Snapchat and relationships. Don't even. If someone says to me, have you got Snapchat? I think, how old are you? 12? No, I'm joking. Sorry. Loads of my friends have Snapchat. But with heartbreak, again, we were just speaking about laziness. Feel the pain. Do not... I was going to say, do not distract yourself, but distraction is good, but don't distract yourself to the point where the pain will come out 10 times worse and you'll turn up at their door or get their best friend to come and live with you. You know, who would do that? That was awful. Don't don't, like, what's the word I'm looking for, guys? Like, postpone the pain. Yeah, don't postpone the pain. Sit in your fucking bed, get the ice cream, get all the food you want, and watch all the sad movies and cry and go through all your photos and feel the pain and let that pain process through your body, because it is inevitable. No one who has been in a wonderful relationship and it ends and they are classifying themselves as heartbroken can just get over it. People who are struggling in relationships might get over it a little bit easier. Let yourself feel the pain. Eat all the food, drink all the drinks, and then whatever works at your pace. Again, with grief, it's all down to how you cope. No one else. People can give you advice, and they will. They'll give you advice. Get out of bed. Come on a night out. Get someone's number. No. I want to lie in bed and watch The Notebook and look at old pictures of ourselves and text them a million times, even though I'm blocked. Do that. Okay? Do whatever that pain to make it come out, and you will feel so much better. Trust me, because I've been heartbroken twice. And the first time I was trying to do what all the movies do. It's like, let's go out, let's get fucking lit and just fuck men. It doesn't work, because then, like, you're at home. You go home after the night out and you're like, well, I'm going to kill myself. No, I can't say that. No, I can. Leave it in. Because that's how it feels. Truthfully, that is how it feels. The same with, there's so many things where you think, I don't want to be here. And heartbreak can get like that, even though people are like, oh, shut up, like, you just got dumped. That was such a huge part of your life. Don't let people invalidate it. And I'm so sorry that you're going through it. I'm here for you. We're all here for you. We're such a strong community. And I want to take this moment to say I love you all so much. And I know that you guys listening to this are so loyal, and you mean everything to me. Am I going to cry? I'm not. But let that pain and heal. Heal slowly. Heal at your time. Heal in 2 seconds if you want. Whatever works for you, do not let anybody judge you. Okay? And time, I know it's so annoying when people say it, but time is the best healer. Okay? It's like with fucking tattoo. You get a tattoo, right? It's agony. And you're like, I can't look after this for 2 weeks. The fuck? And then after like a week, you're like, oh, I forgot I even had that tattoo. You know? And the pain gets less and less. And the nurturing and the aftercare gets less and less, and then you're fine and you're open again. But you will find, if you get into another relationship, that you have barriers that need breaking down. When I met Lloyd, I was an ice queen. I remember sitting with him being like, yeah, I do like you, but can you just slow down? Like, I remember being like, I like you, but this, just please. And you need to find someone with patience if you've been hurt, especially if someone's been unfaithful to you in your past relationship. Moving forwards, you need to find someone that's going to understand it, but also you need to make sure you don't blame them for your past, because they are just, separate the two. Not all men are the same. And I see lots of people say, oh, all men are the same. They're not. Don't let that scare you. Not all women are the same. I saw a video the other day of a man, I don't know if you guys saw it, but he was filming this girl and she kissed him, and then he looked at her phone background and it was like her and her boyfriend. And everyone was commenting like, oh, this is why I hate women. All women are the same. I have been unfaithful in my past. I've sent nudes in a past relationship because I was insecure. I didn't like, he didn't make me feel validated at all. There was nothing there, and I wasn't particularly interested in our relationship any longer, and I strayed and I wasn't interested. Now going forwards in other relationships, I never did that. I'd never felt the need to. In my marriage with Lloyd, I would never dream. Never in my life would I dream of doing that, because we fulfill each other. And it's very, very important. Not all women are the same. Not all men are the same. But also people can change. I do not condone cheating. I am disgusted at myself that I did send those photos when I was younger. But they were such good photos and he didn't give a fuck. Showed him, he was just like, oh, nice. Carried on playing his game. Okay. Having kids / bad thoughts. So basically this person had said they want to have kids, but they keep thinking that they don't want to ruin their lives. Again, I'm going to speak very rawly about this, very openly, and I really couldn't give a fuck what you guys, like, if you guys are going to try and come at me, fuck off. It is completely normal, not just when you're thinking about having kids, but when you've had kids, from my experience of the hundreds of people I know with kids, to have those thoughts as well. To have a baby and think, I've ruined my life. You know, you get it with a puppy. You think, what have I done? You know? Can't, at least with the puppy, you can send it back. You know, you can't turn up at the hospital like, That was a bad idea. Keep that. See you later. You know, having thoughts like that is so human, and you shouldn't be shamed for having thoughts of what the fuck have I done? You know, you shouldn't be shamed for having thoughts of this is the best thing I ever did in my life. No one should judge anyone unless you are perfect. We've all been guilty of it. We've all judged, but we're not perfect. So who the fuck are we to judge? People are allowed to have thoughts thinking, you're speaking to a friend who's had kids, it must be difficult for you because you're thinking like, and they're all like happy and fine and Moses baskets and fucking slings, you know, and you're there like, I don't know. Like me, I will happily say to Soph and Freya and Yaz, who all have kids, I'll say, I don't want kids because I like sleeping. I don't want kids because I'm very selfish with my time. And then I'll have a day where I'm like, I really want kids. Lives change constantly. Your mind changes constantly. And you should not be shamed for that. Having those thoughts is so normal. People say to me, I put up a video the other day. No, actually, it was on live months and months ago. I read this book called Verity. And she was getting really angry that her partner loved the kid more than her. So I was on live. I was like, I completely resonate with Verity. If Lloyd loved a kid more than he loved me, I'd fucking kill it. And everyone was like, she is unhinged. She is, oh my God, she's lost the plot. What the fuck? Dark fucking humour. That's what it is. I would be the best mother. I would love my child so fucking much. I would probably love my child more than Lloyd would love our child, you know, and Lloyd would probably be feeling that way. But saying these things, I have to be careful because I have a fucking platform, but you should be a, like, message me all these things. I don't give a fuck. I will listen for hours about how you feel about having kids because I feel the same. Sometimes I wake up and I think, oh, me and Lloyd were in bed yesterday. We were like, how cute would it be to have like a little baby boy between us? And then you think, that's not the reality because he'll be shitting and screaming and crying all night and you won't wake up. That's how the human brain works. You think of the happy things and then you think of, oh my God, what am I doing? I used to work with a woman, right? I won't say where or who she was, but she told me she had really bad thoughts when she had her baby. She was at the train station. She thought, I want to push my baby on the tracks. She didn't do it, obviously. If you're actually thinking you're going to do it, you need to get professional help. But those kinds of thoughts are very common. You're just angry. It's anger, and then it's confusion, and then it's like, what if? All these things are so common. So I hope I'm trying to make you feel a bit normal and you don't think I'm mental. And then someone's written wedding doubts. I'm so in love with my fiance, but I'm scared. Again, it's like that Friends episode where Monica and Chandler are getting married. The thought passes your mind, but it doesn't faze you. Like when Monica and Chandler are like, oh, you're only going to sleep with one woman for the rest of your life? And then they're both like, oh my God, I didn't think about it like that. And when you think about it like that, it's quite daunting. And then you think about it and you're like, actually, I won't find this relationship anywhere else, ever. You can find sex anywhere, you know? Turn on your phone, go for a fuck. You won't find the relationship you had formed with this person you're going to marry anywhere else if you have a good relationship. If it's a bad one, then just don't. But if it's a good one, you have to strip back the sex and think of the relationship and think, is that what I want? Or do I care more about that? Is that going to bother me? No. And the thought passes your mind. Me and Lloyd have had the conversation. We're like, it's really, really daunting, isn't it? It's quite like a weird thought. And then we've both gone, no, it isn't. In my past, if anyone of my exes had proposed to me, I would have been like, no, because I still want to fuck that ex again, you know? Whereas with Lloyd, not a thing in my mind wanted to say no, ever. Never have I had a doubt. I've had that thought of like, oh, you have to be with the same person forever from 25. It's quite young. You know they're your person. He's my soulmate. He's my twin flame. He's my everything. I would never find a relationship like this, ever. Don't ruin a good thing for a good time. He doesn't want a relationship, but he is openly seeing me. The with you is silent in that. Trust me. They say they don't want a relationship with you, but they'll openly see you. They'll come to Christmas. They'll meet your granddad. They'll meet your family. You know, they'll shag you. They'll do all these things. And they don't want a relationship, though. I don't want a relationship. No. But I'm going to text you all the time and I'm going to call you all the time and I'm going to meet up with you. I'm going to stay at yours all the time. You stay at mine all the time. You meet my family. But I don't want a relationship. You know, let's just make sure. Okay, let's book a date day for tomorrow. Let's go to the zoo. Let's do this. Let's do this. No, I don't want a relationship. No. You're getting your wires crossed. I'm about to gaslight you. No. Why are you thinking this is a relationship? No. I think you've gone a bit psycho there. Fuck them. If they don't want to give you the commitment, they can fuck the hell off, okay? Sick of it. Fuck them, okay? If they don't want a relationship and you do, the with you is silent, okay? Me and Lloyd came into this marriage together, and when we met, we straight up said, we want marriage. You know, maybe not on the first day, but I was like, I want to get married one day. He goes, yeah, me too. I said, okay, cool. That's good to know. I don't want kids right now, but possibly in the future. Yeah, me too. Those things are so important to talk about. Maybe not on the first very date. Don't terrify each other. But I just think there's no point putting effort into something if they don't want the same. And I think that's fair enough. It can make you feel shit about yourself and be like, why am I not good enough? Because the people that often say that will go and get in a relationship with someone else. Fuck them. The with you is silent and you deserve so much more. And that brings us to the end of the Agony Aunt episode. I could go on for hours, guys. You know, I could talk for fucking hours and hours, but let me know if you enjoyed this episode, because I actually really enjoyed this talking. I've been talking for an hour on my recording and my breath stinks. I'm so hungry. So I'm gonna go and fucking eat the shit out of my fridge and my husband. Let me know if you guys have enjoyed this. If you'd like this to be like a monthly thing, I'd be more than happy. I love you guys to death. I've talked to you for hours. It's kind of like doing a live stream, but like you have to read the questions off here instead of on the screen. But yeah, make sure you do give a 5-star review on Spotify. All the reviews really do help. Comment below on YouTube what you liked about it. If you didn't like it, don't comment. Apple Podcasts, give us a little 5-star review. And I love you all so much. And you can find this podcast every Friday at 7 p.m. on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. See you later. Thank you to Athletic Greens for sponsoring this podcast episode. Remember to head to athleticgreens.com/outspoken to claim your 5 free travel sachets and a year's supply of vitamin D.